This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, land of the cowards, home of the slaves. I just watch Americans grabbing their toilet paper. They don't care about their supplements to boost their immunity. They just care about freaking out and running for the hills. We got video coming up. It's up on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. America first. Trump bars immigrants from entering country, citing coronavirus, and what popped up in the city of Laredo in the latest Texas city barring gatherings of more than 10 people. And now Orange County outlaws all public gatherings of any number. Well, next you can't be with your kids. You'd like to, like, just commit suicide to stop the virus from spreading. I get it's an offensive bioweapon, but you could release it knowing what it was going to do to then hype it up. I just don't buy this whole thing, but that's what we're having different guests on, different perspectives. All right, we're taking phone calls right now. Let's go ahead. Who's been holding the longest? Let's go to Daryl in Illinois, and then William, Diego, and others. Daryl, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I just want to say John Rappaport with his... That report yesterday during the fourth hour, and I was listening to it with my wife last night before we went to sleep, and we were laughing so hard with that toilet paper. I mean, to be serious, his analysis of why they don't, you know, talk about the number of deaths every day from old people really kind of wakes you up. The fact that they don't even count the numbers since, like, I think he said 2007. It's just quite eye-opening to hear that kind of stuff. That's why I love that. I mean, obviously, I love you guys. But also, too, to defend Trump a little bit, I mean, I know the guy said, your screen caller said this is the order out of chaos. I wish my call was that cool. But to quote Rahm Emanuel, you know, never let a good crisis go to waste. I just hope that Trump signals to us patriots that are kind of, you know, relying on him in a sense. This is where I disagree with David Knight a little bit. That, you know, maybe I guess like Billy touched on it a little bit. Maybe they're going to roll up people with all these indictments. But if he was just giving the signal, because like you said, this is the biggest battle in our lifetime. Maybe in American history, maybe possibly world history, because I don't know how we recover. I mean, people not working and just, I mean, no doubt, without the distractions of sports and everything, people, this is going to get everybody's attention. So I hope all you men out there, patriots, are listening. This is good. I mean, either we stand up now or, like you said, just, you know, get fires, crawl up like in a fetal position and wait.
Well, that's it. I mean, it's how much people love getting hysterical about this when you've had, let's put it back on the board. The UN says how many dead there are, and it's not even a fraction of the dead we would have each year from flu. Can we punch that map back up whenever you guys get a chance? So, they show the deaths worldwide. You add them all up, it doesn't even add up to what die here each year. But again, we knew this was all coming. The globalists admitted they would use bioweapon threats and bio crises to bring in their tyranny. And now it's going to be enforced by robot drones. You're going to have digital tattoos under your skin. It's all being announced. Everything we said, it's unbelievable because we believe the Bible and we studied what was happening, and we've been dead on. And just, hey, they're not the only force in the universe. We're still on air because of you. We're still together, and amazing things are happening. Daryl, thank you. All right, I'm moving quick when we come back. You've been holding a long time as a guest that got on after you, but your calls are 60 seconds away. I cannot stress to you how critical it is to spread the links and to override the censors. Band.video, newswars.com, infowars.com, and send out those articles.
We've all watched with disgust and anger as companies across the United States and the world raise prices during this crisis and gouge their customers. InfoWars has done the opposite. Despite the fact that we've sold out of many of our products and are waiting for others to come back in, we have kept all the products that we have in stock massively discounted 20 to 50%. The average discount is 40% right now on our best-selling items. So stock up on things for you and your family during this crisis. Bolster your body. Bolster your defense. Be as healthy as you can so that we can all make it through this together. It is so important for everybody to do their own research and to protect themselves and their families with the knowledge that God has given us. Be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of these items while we still have them in stock.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Well, regardless of how deadly the virus is, worldwide deaths are, what, like 15,000 or something, if you believe the numbers. We've taken the chicken little bait. And now we're going to get implanted digital tattoos, Bill Gates armbands, and forced inoculations and gun confiscation. But the border is going to stay wide open. But you don't ask questions about that, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's go back to your phone calls. Nikki in Michigan is a nurse reporting on fatalities, told not to wear a mask. Wow, Nikki, tell us what's happening in Michigan.
Hi, Alex. Long-time listener. My husband and I have been fans since 20-plus years ago. I've been a nurse for 15 years. I basically work critical care, but not the ICU part. I'm kind of in the area that's actually pretty much the most dangerous besides the ER, because we get anything through the whole house that goes bad, and then we get everything out of the ICU when they're getting better. So we're kind of like the middle, and we can take pretty much anything. Like, we do cardiac drips. The sickest of the sick are on my floor. So I just took a new job back at, I'm not going to say the company, but I went back to a company that I worked for previously, and it's a very good facility. Like, I can tell you that the care for the patients is extremely good, and God is in the house. That's all I'm going to say, is it is a Christian-based company. So I went back, and I just started back January 24th, and I went through a full week of orientation. Nobody was instructed to wash hands. Nobody was wearing masks. I started on the floor last Friday, and I went to one facility. I'm not going to say the name of it right now. And there were no masks, nothing in the house. There were like six rule-out cases, but nobody had been positive yet, and that was Friday. Saturday, I figured because the emergency was called, we would at least have like masks, something like that. So that day, I was at Detroit, and I feel like Detroit is the worst one so far that I've seen, because the people that I know there really have no clue. They're all, it's getting spread. All the information that you say is getting spread there, and a lot of them are looking at me sideways because I really don't talk about these things at work. You get judged by people really badly. But I did share a lot of Owen stuff, especially the 5G stuff, because I feel like that's the component that's missing right now.
Oh, really, let me tell you, David Knight's an engineer. It's in major studies, he breaks it down, that no, 5G and other systems absolutely resonate your blood-brain barrier, mess up your tissues, and allow chemicals, biologicals, radiologicals to get across a lot quicker. That's why in studies it's frying men's testicles. I mean, there's major studies that 5G is destroying men's testicles, because men are like geared for action and geared but then they're not their blood-brain barrier isn't. It's about half as thick as a woman's. And this is hurting women as well. But 5G just fries men. Because, you know, anything that's built for speed, built for action, is going to then have other problems. And so men are built to fight, not built to last. And like Roy Batty and Blade Runner, that's kind of allegory of a man. You know, you've done incredible things, Roy. Yes, questionable things, but not built to last. But you burn so bright. You know, the light that burns twice as bright only burns for a little while. And so that's absolutely, it's a war on men. It's not that they want women in the future either. They just decided that for whatever reason, this evil force wants to take women over. It's like a psychic galactic rape. And it's whatever it is, it's very sophisticated. What do you think?
I think you are right on the money, and I've got proof of it too. I really do. Okay, so we've been forced to get flu vaccine. Let's jump here real quick. 15 years, I don't want it. Never found a friend that I could pay to say they gave it to me and didn't give it to me, but believe me, that's what I want to happen, just so I can work and take care of my family. And this year, I had a surgery last year, so I was late getting my flu shot. I got it about the end of October. This is the first time I ever had a reaction to the flu vaccine. And I was so deathly sick, I had to take off 9 days from work. I ended up going to urgent care. I went to the ER. I went back to urgent care.
Ma'am, that's because they have nanotech stuff now that's beyond a bacteria or a virus. It's digital viruses. They've been caught totally jacking with the vaccines with what they call simulants in these big tracking programs to track viruses. So everybody doing it thinks it's just a simulant, the vaccine, so scientists can track the next year's flu and get a better version. That's not it. It's the simulant is the real reason they're giving it to you.
Mm-hmm. And that's because they want me to be a portable bioweapon. And that's what I am up against right now. I feel like we are bioweapons. They are asking me to go care for people, to care for your mother like I will for my own. But they want me to do it without PPE, without washing.
So that's what you're saying is you've been giving something that made you really sick. You instinctively think it's offshedding. You've been given immunity to it, but you're offshedding it as a bioweapon. Whoa, that's so sophisticated. And that's exactly kind of stuff that's in the literature.
Why won't they test us? Like, why the Army gets tested before they send out the National Guard?
Oh, they've got all the tests, exactly.
They get everything. We're the frontline health workers. Why are we not getting PPE? And I am on one of the most
Nikki, you talk about women's intuition. The thing is, women are just as smart as men are smarter, but you have three times the connections between left and right brain. So women kind of just go like this because you got so much knowledge coming in. But that's where the intuition comes in. Gut level, are other people you talk to picking up the same gut level instinct?
The people who trust me, they're really looking into it. Listen, I shared Owen's video. I shared it on Saturday to a whole group of message people, and I happened to pause it right in the center. So I go back to show my husband when he gets home from work on our main TV where we always watch all of you guys. The video was changed. My kids think we're crazy. They tell us to wear 10 hats.
Let me stop you. In Australia, it started 2 months ago. It's in the news. And Gavin McGinnis was talking about it. People that have memberships there can't watch him until they rechange their web address. And then now they can. They're going in. Australia admits it in the news. They're blocking web addresses and even videos in live time. And it's AI doing it.
Yeah. Well, guess what? It was only Doris's part where she was talking about 5G and her father-in-law and all that. So I had my son's like, I'm going to debunk you, Mom. And he stands up with his phone, and he's going through, and we hit exactly 1 minute 58 seconds on that video from 3:13. It's all changed. And they only removed...
But let me tell you what's going on, ma'am. Listen, 8 months ago, they banned me on Facebook for the second time and said, you can't be nice to Alex Jones. You must only say mean things. This was announced. They said on CNN, well, the next phase is banning using text messages, WhatsApps owned by Facebook. And they went in to see if I had an account and said, oh, he doesn't have one. But we found a bunch of people and banned them. They're in the text messages. Of course they're in your TiVo. Of course they're in your DVR. Because you can program a computer to do it. You could never have people doing all that. And so you are just a human recognizing what's happening to you, and it feels crazy, Because we used to watch TV. It's a broadcast. You pick it up. You change the channel. Now TV watches us for 20 years. Cell phones watch us. We don't watch them. God bless you. I appreciate your call, Nikki. That was a great call. I said take a lot of calls. Went to one call in this segment. I'm going to go to two calls next segment. I'm going to get to Tony, Michelle, Wesley, Diego. Diego's next. And William and Dustin, everybody, and Barney. But just be ready when we come back. But, yeah, she's starting to get it, you see. They can implant now, and I'm not a scientist. I just read the scientific reports. They can have a regular flu virus, and they can implant nanoviruses in there so that when it goes and replicates, it then creates a bunch of different new viruses that are embedded in it. Just like they can compress. Remember 20 years ago, you could put like 20 songs on an iPad or an iPod when we first had them. Now it can be 50 million songs or whatever. It's the same thing. They can. These aren't viruses. You hear of a vaccine, you think, oh, that's something that you shoot. That's the bad things, but attenuated. It makes you where you can deal with. No. It just means something they're putting in you. And so they can now load into a virus in literature that's about 10 years old. They're always 10 years ahead of us. And they're saying, yeah, we could have every disease in the world in one virus. See? And then they know from lab tests how it replicates and how it mutates. So you get a cold the first time, then you get the flu, then you get cancer. Isn't that sweet? Just remember, Bill Gates loves you, and he's your savior, and so is Ted Turner, and so is Oprah Winfrey when they have those meetings about killing you.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm not trying to talk about myself, but I've become a symbol in the fight against the globalists. They try to misrepresent who I am, so I have to tell people who I am so they can't, at least a lot of our listeners, try to turn you away from the broadcast, but I know you understand what's happening. Now when I'm out in the street, people run up, they stop their cars, they run up and apologize. I go to the grocery store trying to get more food, and old, young, black, white, liberal, conservative, they come up with tears in their eyes. They say, "You said it all. I thought you were crazy. You're nuts. Martial law. You said it. You said it. You're the oracle of Austin. What's happening next?" And I'm like, I'm not an oracle. They said they were going to do all this. And so I don't have some pleasurable attitude now that, oh, look, the martial law and the bioweapon and the shutdown. My credibility's gone way up. I have a feeling of failure. All I can do is tell you what I'm really thinking. And we knew all this was going to happen, and we couldn't stop it. We got a president elected that they definitely don't like, to try to turn things around. We got other folks elected, and we're fighting hard, but globalism is so evil and so stupid, we shouldn't have to go down this road. But you know what? With great power comes great responsibility, to quote the silly Spider-Man tagline, but it's true. And I'm decadent in weight, and I'm on the upper end of functional people. And I'm in the top 0.1% of functional, successful people. And I'm a slob. I'm a piece of crap. And I go out and I look at the public, and I didn't know they could stack crap that high. And I don't say that to be mean. I say that because they are in a trance. They're asleep. They've been put in a trance, a medical trance. The studies show they're at near sleep state. So they're not crap. They're walking around. Have you ever saw somebody sleepwalking? They look like a zombie, but they're not awake. And so I don't take any pleasure in being proven right about this. It's like telling a cousin that's shooting up heroin, hey, you do that, you can overdose. And 2 years later, you get a call, hey, your cousin's overdosed and died. You don't go, man, I was right. I told them they were going to die, and they did. No, there's no pleasure in that. In fact, there's only the horror of an unavoidableness. Society's going to collapse. It's going to be a nuclear war between India and Pakistan. That's what all the numbers are on. 5 years from now, probably. There's going to be a nuclear winter. There's going to be riots. Everything's going to burn. I mean, that's the timeline we're on, boys and girls. You can set your watch by it. Because the globalists and their think tanks all brag about it. They're all licking their lips. All the big globalists ran the last 2 months. They ran 2 months ago. I remember being on air going, we're getting reports from private pilots that all the big wigs are running, and then their vice presidents and people that are worth, you know, not $5 billion or $1 billion, but worth, you know, $100 million, they're all running. I told you 2 months ago, I said, I don't know what's going on, but they're about to cause a big war, a bioweapon attack. You know, I could have a prize, say $10,000, whoever goes back 2 months ago and finds those interviews. They're only banned on video, and we're banned everywhere else. People like prizes. Somebody would go find the video. I mean, you remember, listeners are going, oh, we heard those shows. I mean, we 100% said, I've talked to private pilots who are in, who are flying to all these weird places, and they're being offered jobs in Kauai, Hawaii, and Tasmania, Australia, and New Zealand, and Northern Canada, and places where they're just telling pilots, hey, we got a helicopter, we got two jets parked out here. They even got some hangars that look like mountainsides they pull into. I mean, and these have come out. This has been in the news. And they're asking the pilot, hey, we got cottages for you. Will you just stay here? And the pilots go, what about my wife and kids? When they go to school, they go, oh, well, we can't bring them, but we'll pay you just to stay here. You don't just think all the big wig fancy pants are running off to bunkers 2 months ago because they're planning on playing a bunch of 42 or poker. No. I don't know how these dominoes go in the end, but I knew they were already going down. And let me tell you something. Economic collapse, mass war, it's all on. And everybody just better button up and realize it's not the virus you got to worry about. But you better be concerned because the virus is the cover for what's coming next. Now, I said I'd take calls this segment. I didn't. Longer segment coming up. I'm going to take five calls next segment. I'm going to go to Diego and William and everybody else who's been holding patiently. And I'm going to say this, or we won't be here on air. Plus, these are products you need. I'm talking to truck drivers on air, off air. I'm talking to CEOs of major food companies. I'm talking to a lot of folks, and they tell me things are already breaking down with people going home. And everything's getting behind. And we're already being told on reorder money we have in for supplements into the future. I have 7 companies supply us in our 60-plus products. And I've already had 3 companies say, we might have to refund your money. We may never fulfill it. We're going to go bankrupt because of this. So we have all the supplements right now. We have everything we sell in stock. We stopped food sale yesterday because they can't project out and don't have food for new orders. They've got food for your orders. Most people got it. And I think about all these other big food companies I know have been sold out for 5-6 weeks lying to you. Telling you they got food. Talk about corrupt companies, man. That's felony activity. The supplements, the super silver, nano silver, super blue toothpaste is still in. We got the little 1 ounce that are great for disinfecting yourself and all the rest of it. Those are back in. The 16 ounces are about to sell out. Turmeric, ultimate turmeric formula, the X2, the X3. We've got it all and we got it here. But a lot of these products could be the final run, depending on how this goes. So I'm just telling you the truth that we've got a warehouse, and Texas is strong, and there's still truck drivers getting it out. But it's the warehouses breaking down, and it's the factories breaking down. And it's all shutting down. Now, I told you 4 weeks ago, there may come a time we can't sell you food anymore. It came yesterday. You better stock up on X2 and X3 and all the other great products. Dazzle Beats back in stock. We've got DNA Force Plus back in stock. These are all incredible things that boost your family and yours defense. Living Defense is back in to flush out your guts of unwanted visitors. InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to stay here till the lights go out, but you need to get these products, and they also fund our operation, so take action.
Our constitutions, our health is our most valuable asset. It's what allows us to stay alive on this amazing planet that God's given us. And we've got to take care of our bodies. We've got to take care of ourselves. And all the products at InfoWarsStore.com have been researched deeply and have been developed with some of the top experts in the country to maximize what God's given us through Mother Nature to help our bodies boost their defense against all the insane things that have been artificially introduced into our environment. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today during all this hysteria and realize it's not toilet paper or flashlights that you really need. Sure, it's okay to have plenty of that, but it is high-quality supplements, and we've got the best. And during this crisis, I am discounting everything 40% at InfoWarsStore.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
She's got a lot of family and friends that work in hospitals. And she was just, I put all these microphones in the studio so the crew could pop in whenever they want. They'll never do it. But she was telling me all this. I said, you got to tell folks what you're saying on air about what folks you know are saying is going on in the hospitals. And we'll go to your phone calls. So, Daria, go ahead and tell folks what you were telling us during the break.
Yes. Hey, Alex. So, yeah, it's been really frustrating. I, for a fact, know people who have whole families working in hospitals, and they are reporting that it's a completely non-thing. There are no deaths. Nobody's dying. Even the elderly that require, like, even life support aren't dying. Like, nobody, it's complete and total nonsense that's been ginned up and made up for, you know, actually, nobody knows what this actually is for, but the media is definitely stoking the fear up to get the population completely paralyzed with fear that they do panic buying and creating all these shortages in stores that, I mean, where are we going with this? And to think about for weeks now, do you know anybody who knows anybody who has died from the so-called coronavirus? I mean, we're getting the numbers from God knows who, from the people that we already know not to trust.
But don't worry, Bill Gates has an injectable microchip now that'll save us.
Exactly. So not only the tests have been come up by Bill Gates, but this new vaccine that's coming, that I feel like it's going to be mandatory now, and they're going to say, "Oh, definitely take this vaccine."
Like Europe already passed laws. Europe already passed laws to do it. So,
yeah, but here's the thing, Alex. Just one more thing. Even if they tell you the vaccine is mandatory, the vaccine is not mandatory, people. You are a human being, a sentient human being. You can say no to anything. You know, in order for them to accomplish what they want to do, they have to have your consent. So never give your consent to something that you know is wrong, even if you're told that that's what you must do. Stand by your beliefs, people.
That's right, and they know that everybody warned Christians about microchips to buy and sell, so now it's called a digital tattoo. It's actually a nanotech chip sewn into your flesh. So you talk about Mark of the Beast, man, this is it. Because imagine John the Isle of Patmos is being shown the future by God. He sees a mark, like a birthmark. It's on the skin. It's a tattoo. That's what the Bible called tattoos, was marking themselves. And in the Old Testament, they said, when a society goes down, I'm not bashing folks that have tattoos. He said they cut themselves and they mark themselves with symbols. And that's just what happens when this goes down.
Hey, Alex, and another thing, all those Christians and religious people out there, they should really think about what this, how this is mocking God. Because the plagues that are in Revelation, they're actual plagues. You're not going to miss them. Everybody's going to know that it's a plague. You're going to see it in plain sight.
Your
whole family is going to suffer from it. And this is such a joke. You can't see it, and everybody's freaking out. The men in this country need to stand the hell up to this instead of being afraid of some coughs.
When
it's just
Daria's
incredible.
When does Daria's new show start? See what I get during the breaks?
Okay, I'm done.
No, I want you to keep going. This is what we get during the, she's damn right. And, you know, my big deal is the panic response. Okay, maybe it's super deadly. We haven't seen the evidence of that, but we're just all supposed to panic headlong and shut everything down. I'm glad that Trump has now quietly shut the southern border. That's not gotten any attention, but he's done that. You better shut that down first and the northern border. Anything else, Scarlett?
No, I think it's a good thing in the way that it has woken people up. The preparedness is really good. People should take advantage of their kids staying home to reconnect with their kids, to think about homeschooling. They should already be thinking about that. But if they haven't, this is a real good wake-up call. So, yeah, prepare yourself.
I don't have the money and the time to get a farm outside Austin. I'm done. It's over. I'm We'll still talk about telecommuting. I am not going to live in this city of evil anymore. And we got a 2-year plan, crew. We got to decide where we're moving.
Yeah, and don't expect the government to be there for you. The government does not care about you. When was the last time in history that the government has worried about people's lives? That just doesn't happen. And all of a sudden, we are trusting the government to save us. I mean, people who were totally, had total common sense in the past week have completely lost all common sense that they used to have for this. And they're going to be begging for vaccines. They're going to be begging for government to save them. And it's just, it's very sad to see.
I'm going to go to calls. Daria, thank you for coming on. We're having on every day now.
Thank you.
Call the Daria segment. Baby Putina. All right, let's go ahead and go to Diego in California. Diego, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. They're paving the way.
What do you think's going on, brother?
Owen asked the question yesterday, 2 + 2 = 5. Here's the missing factor, May 14, 2020. In September last year, the Pope made an invitation to all the world leaders to meet in Rome on May 14, 2020, to sign a pact to re-educate the masses. if the disease isn't as bad as Mike says, and if it is, and if it used to target the elderly, because they are the holders of history and they want to take them out.
Say that again. The holders of what?
The holders of history. They want to re-educate the masses.
No, you're right. The evil always wants to wipe out the old. Exactly.
And it's on the other hand, it's man-made, and its purpose is to debilitate our economy and our will worldwide, so that humanity will be ripe for the transfer of power from a sovereign population to the new world order. If this attack is not opposed, then they will win. So on May 14, 2020, just remember, the Creator, the Lord of Noah, God of Abraham, God of Jews and Gentiles, God of David, God of Elijah, is the Lord of the seventh day Sabbath, and he is in control. This is not the end, simply contractions of birth. Trump needs to come out against this meeting, or he is guilty by association, by failure to act.
No, I agree, but there's no longer any doubt the Bible is being manifest right now before us. It's all coming true.
Other than that, thank you guys for the red pill. Have a good day.
God bless you. Yeah, it's all, I mean, I'm just totally freaked out. It's all real. I already knew God was real already, but like, it's like we're here. I mean, it's just like, wow. I just feel sorry for people that serve the devil, man. Because I know about this, and I'm scared that I'm not good enough for God. I mean, seriously. My best works are dirty rags, as the Bible says. Because I have discernment, I can see how bad I am. But I look at evil people, and they are like way worse. And I'm like, man, you guys have no idea who you're working with. You are in big trouble. William in Oregon, thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide. Go ahead, sir.
All right. Hi. Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, I've got a lot to say, but I'll just stick to my points. The first thing that I called about was how, if this turns into a depression, like in 1932, we had 7 million people die just due to malnutrition.
Major university study, yes.
Yeah, so what is Mike Adams' highest estimate? Something like 6 million. Well, maybe that's his lowest. Either way, we have 3 million people now. Looking at
his lower estimates, I think like 2.16 or something. I mean, look,
that's just malnutrition, you know.
Yeah, 7 million from starvation, malnutrition in the U.S. during the Great Depression. That happens now. It's all going to burn. All the hate in the people now, it's going to burn.
Right. So I'm here in Oregon right now, and McMinnis is like one of the biggest bars in town. They have like 5 locations all over the state. They just shut down, and they just fired all their employees. Because the state, I have a small business, too, but luckily I don't have any employees. But the state just sent out a notice that if you have your employees, you have to keep paying them, even though they go home. So nobody can do it. They're just trying to collapse society right now.
Oh, there's no doubt they're trying to use it to collapse society. So that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying the virus isn't real. I'm saying it's synthetic how they're trying to collapse everything. I don't know how Trump threads that needle, but I think overall he's done a pretty good job.
Yes, sir. I agree. I mean, he's doing, I don't know. I think it's a hard one. I like the way the UK was going before they changed their route, where they were saying they were going to make the old people and the people at risk go home, so society can continue and our economy continues. So that's kind of where I'm at.
Well, here's the key to everything. China says open for business, problem over. So whether it's real or not, they're using it as a weapon to shut us down and thinking we'd all panic and piss ourselves like a bunch of cowards. And right now, the average American I run into is not pissing their pants, but the establishment shut everything down to make us panic. It's a real test of boys versus men. Barney, you're up next.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden.
The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Gentlemen, top Fox News report. In fact, back it up just minutes ago. 7,000 infected in America. The entire economy shut down. Over 100 dead. The end of America. You know, I have actually studied the historical record of the Pacific War. It was very interesting. And there were about 80 planes that went out off the four U.S. aircraft carriers. And it was five or six of the pilots, they were all very valiant, that actually sunk the aircraft carriers. It was a handful of the dudes that would actually go in. A lot tried and got killed. But they found it was the same dudes kept sinking the other ships. Like there was one guy who everybody else missed. It's in the movie Midway. It's a great movie. It's very accurate. He sunk two carriers by himself. Half the carriers of the Japanese went down from one dude because he wasn't afraid. And he had bad oxygen that destroyed his lungs and almost killed him, but he still did it. And that's who I'm looking for, is the people that are ready to politically destroy. Because if you go into a fight, 90%, you lose. You go into a fight, 300%, you win. 400%. And I used to hear that when I was a kid, 110% from coaches I went. That's ridiculous. 100% is 100%. No. 100% is what you think you can do. Instead of shooting for 110, shoot for 5,000%. And I've experienced that. I have shot for that. And you hit that moment in your life, and they can't stop you. But you're always trying to get back to that moment once you've hit that magic place. It's like that Narles Barkley song about there was so much space once you go crazy. Because you're not constrained. You're not crazy. You're now awake. A lot of people wake up, though, and they go insane because they can't handle it. I know why people want to stay in the dark, because they can't handle it. But I'm going to stop talking. Let's just jam in the calls like I said I do. Barney in Arizona, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Welcome.
You're very welcome. Can you hear me all right, Alex?
I can, brother. Great phone. Thank you for calling.
Oh, you're so welcome. So I've been listening a long time. I talk fast. I get scabbed like you do. I've done door-to-door sales for 13 years all around the country. I spent about 12 years in Texas. I never came to say hi. I'm sorry. But I do have something about the coronavirus. Oh, my man. So no one's talking about control factors of the virus. So I'm looking at it in my own mind as a control one, control two type of deal, maybe. So if control one is the coronavirus and it's got the HIV delivery system, the aerosol, the COVID-19. No one's thinking about what if a bioweapon comes out, control number two, baseline number one's in the bloodstream everywhere, not that lethal. But what happens when they aerosol HIV and you already got the receptor cells with the perfect geometry for it to contract to the lungs, and then all of a sudden you have that.
Well, I think you should be a guest in the war room coming up. No, exactly. I look at the different angles of this. They've got other stuff loaded and other versions. And once we capitulate to this virus, then once they know we're going to behave, because globalists don't want to disturb stuff. They want us under control, following orders before they release the big one. And so everyone conforming, and they are conjuring the real bio attack.
The primer is getting everybody to not believe in God and Jesus Christ, to really conform and really rely on the government and not look inward, and everything that comes from the black hole of center point has perfect order and math. That's where God is evident, right? So it's really trying to make sure we are staying awake and tune in to self and making sure that, and it's there's so much to say, Alex. I'm just trying to stick to my original point.
No, but you're right. When you actually see through God's eyes for just a second, you see perfection. It's like, and you see how it all works together. Like, this is incredible. How would you, it's not like you even, you still have free will, but you obviously go with it because it's what makes sense.
Correct. And so looking at the science too, I'm just a nerd trying to be, I'm door knocking. I have no main constructs to really develop into like college or anything. So I'm all self-learned, if you will, for whatever you want to call me. However, looking to the end of natural science, quantum, physics, it's all the answers are being held hostage by geopolitical.
Well, that's right. And they're holding us hostage before we break through the clouds and go, whoa, and see God. Because it won't just be we feel God spiritually at a dimensional level. When we physically can see it and we break through the clouds, the devil and all his systems will be a joke. Great points. God bless you. Powerful. Michelle in Mississippi, you're awesome for holding. I've gone the order received. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Yes, that's a good segue, because my view on this is that Event 201 really almost stands for something hiding in plain view, the year 2020, part one, okay? I think the virus in and of itself is a biological kill switch that pretty much will be embedded into all of us because of its airborne transmission, and that the 5G, okay, probably coincides with a way to activate event 202, so to speak. 5G, I don't know if you remember the videos coming out of China, if they were even real, with people dropping dead and convulsing and
bleeding. Well, they admit in studies that 5G resonates your body and allows viruses to pass through the cells.
Exactly. And I'm wondering if the few videos we've seen of these people dying in such a violent way are people that were unfortunately guinea pigs of the Chinese, where they decided, okay, or maybe he was near a 5G tower. I don't know.
Oh, the Chi-Com said, we want nuclear war. We want to kill our people.
Right.
They killed 50 million of their own girls, aborted 400 million. They love it.
Yes. They're not afraid to experiment on their own people or to kill anybody, quite frankly. And then here in Mississippi, I don't know if you're aware, but Trump, back in February of 2019, along with the chairman of the FCC, allocated $20 billion to something called the Rural Digital Opportunity Fund.
Yes.
Yeah, and that essentially is, you know, rolling out 5G to all rural areas in the country or whoever needs it. And back at the start of the year, before COVID-19 was even in our vocabulary, a local radio program here in Mississippi was, you know, essentially touting how wonderful that would be for the state. There was a county supervisor.
You know what's terrible? Good old boys have a habit of shooting road signs with shotguns. And I just hope nobody out in the country shoots up with a shotgun so they don't hurt neighbors, shoots up those 5G. I just hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah, me neither. Wouldn't that be a shame? But Dr. Boyle also had good points about this being very political, because I think election fraud is very possible with this, with the new shelter at home initiatives that they're rolling out. They're going to have possibly could hold the national election online somehow.
Which Hillary's called for that. No, yeah, and then they can do total fraud that way. You're absolutely right. This is the big tech trying to take over. I'm out of time, Michelle. Steve, Tony, Wesley, Dustin, I took probably 20-something calls today, but I didn't get to you. I apologize. Owen Schroyer is coming up right now in the war room. If John, just remind me tomorrow, because my memory's good, but I forget stuff. I'll call these callers first thing tomorrow and go to them first. Or we can hold them over. If the war room wants to go to them, we can take their calls, but I apologize to you. Well, let's do Dustin in the last 2 minutes, actually. Dustin, time to take action instead of running and hiding. Dustin, you close it out for us. Go ahead.
I'm here. Hey, it is an absolute honor to talk to you, Alex Jones.
Honor to talk to you. We got a minute and a half, brother. Hit him.
Okay. I don't understand. You know, I came in here and I was wanting to talk about something else, but a couple of the callers have really changed what I wanted to say.
I understand.
You said it. We need to attack those 5G things. We need to attack. It's attack time. It ain't time for us to sit here and talk anymore.
Well, I'll tell you, we don't kill humans, but at a certain point, these damn machines are in the hands of the globalists. Go ahead.
Right. I just have my firstborn son. I got three girls and I have my boy. And I'll be damned if I'm going to sit here and let all this go on. And I just sit here in my basement and, you know, wonder what's going to go on. It's time to take action.
Well, I don't want any violence to happen to any of this equipment. So it's better to go get your city council to pass a law against it. Towns are passing laws. Please, Dustin, don't go out and attack 5G. And certainly don't get in trouble for doing it. I mean, I don't want you to do it. But if you're going to do
sit here and we do nothing about it.
Let me tell you something, son. I say son myself. I hear you, brother. I'm done playing games. But listen, we're going to win this fight. The biggest thing you can do is spread the word about InfoWars to get this message out. People are ready to hear the truth right now. Listen, let's not go shoot up cell towers, okay? Let's not do that. But when the revolution starts, just like they did in Taiwan, that's what they did. They pulled them down. You want to shut the globalists down? You tear down their little robot spies. But don't do that.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S.
Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.